with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dilly Company. Are you looking for some cool, comfy pickleball gear and clothes for everyone? Dilly Company! Check out today's episode for a special promo code.
Hey, Backseaters, producer Andy here. Welcome to the end of April. In the spirit of working hard or hardly working, we're happy to bring you this delightful replay from last year. I figure Taylor Swift is having yet again another incredible moment with her new album drop, so let's pause to remember her transcendent Lord and Savior-like impression she left upon countless fans on the Eras Tour last year with today's throwback episode. If you haven't already, make sure to join us on the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group for the podcast aftermath, such as bad science takes and polls that Melissa will most likely delete. Catch Dustin on tour at DustinNickerson.com and come back next week for an all-new episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There. See ya.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife and co-host and joker-pantsed girl, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Cheers to you. Cheers to us. To Public Square. To living and laughing and loving, you know, a motto that I've been, I made a craft when I was 5 years old in Miss Laughlin's kindergarten class, and I should have trademarked it there at five. Live, laugh, love. Little did I know that was going to become an anthem for Julia Roberts movies. No, that was Eat, Pray, Love.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't make a movie with the word pray in it anymore. Like Hollywood has gotten so liberal. Like they're trying to take.
Who are you praying to?
Like, are you going to start taking prayer out of schools too? It's like you can't even put a Julia Roberts can't even say prayer in a movie anymore. It's unbelievable. Hollywood is out of control. They're out of control. Did you see the line? Why is Ariel African American? That is ridiculous. Why do they have a black Little Mermaid? That is stupid. That is dumb. That's so forced. I like that you won't give me this at all.
You won't say like, don't. Everybody knows mermaids are white.
Yeah,
and they yeah. just couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. Those mermaids. They are under the water. I've never seen one. They're not a real thing. But if I knew there was one, if there was one, it was for sure Caucasian. It would be. I just
it
know.
It just makes sense. I just that. Women fish in the ocean would be white.
100%. 100%.
Like Nordic white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every vacation I go on in the Caribbean is with white people.
Yeah.
Mermaids are clearly white.
If it were the Baltic Sea, maybe those are white mermaids. I don't know. I don't know if mermaid
some furs on.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if race is kind of regional, like it is in the ocean. I don't know if it's that way as it is on land.
Well, she'd be a siren then.
She would be a siren then. There you go. Anyways, we're off to exactly where I wanted to start.
Yeah. That's where
we're going today. R.I.P. Tucker Carlson on air. he's gonna be back and bigger than ever. I have no affiliation. I have no loyalty to anything anywhere. I'll tell you the little bit about I know about entertainment and TV and news. Are you a whale? Can you make us money? We have a spot for you.
100%.
Tucker Carlson's like the number one show on TV. You think someone else isn't gonna scoop him up and be like, yeah, no, we like that guy. They don't actually care.
Yeah.
Anyways, everybody, welcome. Don't make me come back there. We are a hot political take podcast about family.
Speaking of whales.
Appreciate you guys tuning in to the little podcast that could hear. Welcome back, Backseaters. We are here to talk about a weekend recap, some time in Tucson, some time in San Diego. We have some topics we're going to talk about trying to hang out with a non-parent when you have kids, a choir performance, some acid reflux maybe, and how May is essentially a second December for parents. It is a busy, busy time. Before we get into that, a little bit of business. If you have not already watched my comedy special, Runs in the Family, it's available on YouTube. If you could go watch it and maybe text it to a friend, because you can text a direct link because it's YouTube, baby. It's for the people. And leave a comment.
Paywalls.
That would be fantastic if you go on there or like it, share it, anything like that. If you're interested in seeing me on tour, some people have been asking, like, hey, I'm waiting to watch the special until... after I see it live. Don't do that. It's different material on the tour. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at on the creative process right now. Is this whole time opening for Tay and local shows has been getting ready for this tour, and then I'll go iron it out. And as I said in that video promo, it'll get good eventually.
Absolutely. It always does.
This one's going to be a little bit like watching the paint dry after or watching the guy work. So, and speaking of that tour, it's rolling out. Starts next weekend in Salt Lake City, May 19th and 20th, Wise Guys Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. And then Brea at the Improv, the 24th, and the 26th and 27th at the Funny Bone in Des Moines. After that, we go into June, the 13th, 14th, 15th, Chicago, 16th, 17th, San Diego, the 18th, L.A., the 21st, Orlando, the 22nd, Tampa, the 24th and 25th, Boston, the 28th, Charlotte, the 29th, Raleigh, into July, the 1st, Charleston, 6th through 9th, Tacoma, 14th through 16th, Pittsburgh. On that note, the Cincy and Columbus, I did have to move. Pittsburgh's probably going to get moved too. If you already bought tickets, it's fine. They're going to just transfer your tickets. There's just some family stuff going on that we'll talk about on a future episode. We're pregnant. I'm kidding. Melissa is due. And... What?
This is the way we wanted to announce.
Charlene, Melissa's mom. I wanted you to find out right now.
Not going to Philly.
Podcast downloads have been ebbing and flowing, and we thought, hey, if Mel gets knocked up, that will really, really
spike
get
things.
Yeah. That's it's gonna really help. Mel is pregnant, and the child is not mine. It's gonna be some spicy, spicy downloads.
We're gonna get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tune in July, everybody. No, we had to move Columbus to the 13th of December and the 17th of December for Cincinnati. And then the rest of the dates are on there. Fresno, Omaha, Milwaukee, Minneapolis. You get it. Every time I do the dates, I just feel Andy and Melissa just tuning out. And
I'm right here with you.
Being disappointed as I stumble through. It's hard to say all the dates.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing. It's just fine. So many.
If Mark Maron can do it, you can do it.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Patreon, Zoom hang is May 22nd. We got a couple new patrons. People have been signing up. Thank you so much. Patreon is just a way you can give a little more to the pod and get a little back from the pod. A little more. Or a little.
We got those monthly Zoom hangs.
Monthly Zoom hangs are a good old time.
We're giving you early access to all sorts of stuff. We got some new merch in the works, and we're probably going to Let the patrons chime in on that.
Oh, yeah. Merch in the works, baby.
Merch in the works. We've got discounts on merch, meet and greets at shows.
We've got a podcast t-shirt in the works. And I bet the highest level of patrons, they'll probably just get that. I bet they get that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so. I'm going to have to talk to my CFO about that.
Yeah.
She's a real bottom line girl.
That'll make me a patron.
Yeah. I got a t-shirt out of that? Yeah, a t-shirt's a nice deal. So
that's part of working for us, is also becoming a patron.
Yeah.
Yeah, membership, you know? If you're in, you gotta I got to give back to what's being given.
I need to see your loyalty.
Yeah, it's like when you work for a church and they want you to tithe. You're like, what? No, like, I understand that I'm supposed to tithe and all, like, but it feels weird. Could you just pay me 10% less?
Skip the
They're like, sure, we'll take it right out of your paycheck.
Yeah. Okay, deal. You're like, I'm the children's pastor, so I don't think I can afford 10% less. Can I just go buy the goldfish crackers? Because that's what my 10% covers, is the goldfish crackers for the toddler. This is all hypothetical.
Yeah. We're so off the rails.
This was on the fall side of the rise and fall of Marcel, if I recall. But anyways, that's a different podcast for a different time. This weekend was fun. I was out with Tay again this weekend. You know, the fans of Dustin Nickerson Comedy may be seen. I'm essentially on two tours simultaneously right now. And the off weekends with Taylor, that's a funny thing we'll have with Tay. She'll be like, "Ah, man, I'm waiting for a weekend off." I'm like, yeah, me too. That being said, it's so different opening for her, and like, it's so different as an opener versus
headlining.
Oh my gosh, it's and the pressure of a theater show. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you look at like ticket costs and of an event, and like sometimes when I'm promoting a club show at Taylor's, people they'll like pull it up and like it's $20. I'm like, yeah, comedy can be cheap if you get in at my level. Mm-hmm. If you if you're selling, you know, a comedy club show on a Thursday, that's an affordable ticket. Certainly in comparison. So I did have one person come up to me at the show this week and they said like, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to, you know, to like, I don't know if I have the money to like go to a comedy show. And I'm like, you just went to a theater show. His was so much more expensive. Maybe someone bought him the tickets. I don't know. But we were out in Tucson this week.
I have so many thoughts.
Yeah. Mel hates any excuse for like not buying tickets or supporting the entertainer, the artist. Yeah. So I will.
But I also know that, because I've done it too, if like you wait in a line and talk to like a semi-famous author, publisher, author, you know, influencer, performer, you're going to say something super random that you didn't mean to say.
Right, 100%.
And so I will give that person the grace that that was their angle. They like, you know, deer in headlights.
Sometimes people say things and it was exactly what they meant to say. And I'm like, poof.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes when you go out and like work your merch line and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, because it's heavy sometimes, or it's just comes out of nowhere. It's all backhanded compliments, and you're just like,
yeah, they don't know. What do you say? You know, you gotta like, it's more impressive actually to like be comfortable with someone mildly famous than it is to like hit on somebody or to have riz or whatever. Like, because there's less pressure. Kind of in that moment.
Well, to like keep your cool, you know, maintain being chill. I don't know.
Yeah,
because I still haven't learned how to do it.
Well, you met Kevin Hart, and you're like, I'm shaking.
Yeah.
So let's not like pretend you crushed your moment.
You have to. I'm not saying I did. I'm saying that it's a skill that you have to learn.
Yeah.
And like by messing up.
You have to, if you think you might meet someone famous, It depends what you truly want out of that. Do you want them to feel comfortable, or do you want to get what you want out of the exchange? Because usually what you want out of the exchange will make them uncomfortable, because you're going to ask for a picture, or you're going to inconvenience them some way.
Bring them something.
You're going to interrupt them in some way, something along those lines. If you want them to feel comfortable, don't ask for anything. Not to say that they're not willing. Like, if you saw me in public or whatever, and you're a fan, I would happily take a picture with you. I'm you know, just in desperate need for that. Actually, I'm walking around holding my ID up just in case. I walk around.
Please recognize
me. I walk around with a flat screen TV of my most viral clips going, it is me. I know you don't remember my name, but maybe you saw me. Maybe you saw me yell into my phone in the Denver airport once. Maybe you saw that. But you know, usually it's just like, hey, a big fan, love your work, something like that. Anything like that is usually, because I think most people appreciate that. I don't know. My experience.
Mercedes and I were actually riffing at home of the worst things that she could say when she got to meet you this weekend.
Oh, funny. We'd met last year in my trip,
briefly at one of your shows, but she got to, we got to come and hang out at the show.
Yeah.
And at home, we were going back and forth. I'm like, if you just showed up and then started telling jokes that weren't his jokes, thinking they were his jokes.
That is one of the worst things you could do.
So fun and awful.
Yeah.
In the best way.
Yeah.
You know, Dustin, my favorite joke of yours is actually...
Yeah. Yes. It is funny.
That one. Because it's
people get it wrong all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. You know about that one with the hotel rooms and what room he's staying in? That's my favorite joke.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, no, that's Jim Gaffigan for sure. I had a guy in the meet and greet line this time go, oh, man, I remember seeing you last time here. And you had that. And this guy was pretty hammered. And he was like, you had that joke about day drinking. I was dying. And I was like, what? And it was really.
Did you just go like, yeah, man?
No, I wanted to know because I'm like.
You're like, please keep talking.
No,
tell me that joke.
Yeah, no, I was like, what was the? And then I was like, the thing about kids going back to school after COVID, and you know, I'll take you to school, but someone else is gonna have to come get you. Me and mom gonna get a DUI in the pickup line. That joke. It was a COVID joke, and he was like, yeah, I think that might have been it. And I was like, I mean, that's the only day drinking joke I've ever lived. And you know, this guy had his Limerita in his hand or whatever. And I was like, I can't believe they serve that at the San Diego Civic Center. That seems like a classier venue than that. That is really funny when you go into like a really high-end theater and someone's just drinking a trashy beer.
Red Lime.
Yeah, you're like, really? Wow.
I had a friend who came to the Sunday show. And I waited in the lobby 15 minutes for them to get out of their seats, down the stairs to the lobby. It was just like a sea of people.
Yeah.
Because there's three tiers.
Right.
And they were in the top and with their, you know, budget seats and all that.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so many people.
So many people.
So many.
And if like you're super uncomfortable about that, don't worry. My shows will not be like that. My shows will be so accessible. My shows will be an empty plane that you're like, oh, everybody gets their own row. Which, by the way, my trip to Tucson, we did All Talls to Tucson. That was the smallest group of people I've ever had on a plane.
We
had 35 people, and they told us where to sit. They were like, we need to space out the wait here. And I get that, but I'm also like, do planes... Is it that fragile up here that like a couple hundred pounds one way or the other? And like, this bird's going down.
I think that's like with private jets, why they need your weight.
Private jets, that makes a little more sense to me in that it's such a smaller plane. But I just with a big commercial jet, I mean, I'm an idiot. I don't know anything about any of these things, nor do I care to learn. Don't email me. I won't read it. I don't want to know the details
well,
of how
actually,
this
doesn't.
Yeah. No interest in that. But if there were talls there, I wouldn't. That means that I love Tucson. Tucson is kind of like the dirty liberal hippie of Arizona. So I love it. It's right down my alley. I love it so much.
I haven't been in like six, 7 years, and we just went to the zoo. So
we dinked around. We saw some stuff. We went to the coffee shop there. Remember?
It kind of reminded me of Colorado a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. I can say I. It has some Colorado vibes there. I like it, and it's got U of A there, which is like a good school and stuff. And we were right there, but
So good crowds.
Great crowds. Yeah. And you know what? Like, the older I get, the more I get the desert. The more yeah. I get why old people love the desert. Because cold is the enemy of old. Right? Like, mm-hmm. when you get old, yeah. the one thing you want to be is hot. Because your skin, it's just so thin. It's just the the thinnest little paper towel
lizard.
Skin.
It lizard never, on a rock. Yeah. Hot rock.
When you get old, mm-hmm. your skin is like the other side of the pillowcase. It's always cold. It's thin. It's worn. Ugh. It can't stay warm. And so you're like, I can't. So we hear about the extreme temperatures of the desert. And they're like, yes. Yeah. 100. It's 103 out. Well, I'm 103 too. I want a degree for every year of life. Make me warm. So I think that's why they like it. And I also think that old people like the desert because you can die and nobody will notice in the desert. Because everything is.
Here we go again.
Because everything
Here
is.
Here we go again.
Everything is dead there. So it's not even noteworthy.
Just you and the cacti.
Yeah. It's not even noteworthy when you die in the desert. Like, Californians want a parade when they die. They're like, I'm dying. A California's gonna stream their death live on Instagram. It's gonna be a whole thing. They mm-hmm. want a parade. They're like, turn me into one of the floats at the Rose Parade. Like, they want a whole thing with their death. Not mm-hmm. in Arizona. Arizona folk are like, just throw me to the buzzards.
There you go.
So I get it. I get it. I think sure. there's a certain. I get why people go to Arizona.
When I moved here.
I don't think they died when they moved there. I think that they have committed to death. When you move to Arizona.
We love Arizona.
No, when you moving to Arizona is to start your decomposing process. The death part of my life has begun. Anyways, great shows in Tucson. Yeah. Loved it. Great crowd.
I don't know where to go from here.
Great. It's also, Tucson is always like 10 degrees cooler than Phoenix.
Yeah, that's nice.
Which gets it down to a balmy 113.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Arizona is like, it's very nice in the spring. Spring and fall, mm-hmm. magnificent are there. Because it's, yeah. I always say it's like reverse Game of Thrones. They're like, it's nice now, but summer is coming. Like, it's in the wind. So, mm-hmm. So we were in San Diego, which is, you know, where we live.
Homework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not in the negative way homework. The positive
work
way homework.
From home. I don't know. What do you say?
I always say it's a hometown gig. Yeah. It's a home game. That's what, you know, that's what the old athletes would call it, right? A home uh-huh. game. We're in town. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's nice. And other times it's kind of like.
It's a little. Disjointed.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way of putting it.
Because we have this household of six, and everyone the whole weekend was like, why are you leaving again? And we're like, remember when we got you rides home from your Saturday night events?
They're
like
confused.
3 weeks ago?
They're equally confused that I'm home on a Saturday and a Sunday as they are to like, but why is mom leaving on a Saturday? Like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's equally perplexing or perplexing.
Yeah. So it
perplexing
was.
Perplexing is when you confuse which one of your pecs is like, is this the left one or the right one? That's perplexing.
Okay.
Perplexing is to be confused. And perplexing is like, is this the left one or is this the right one?
That's our son with driving.
That is, yes. 1,000%.
And also me sometimes. So let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was driving you and Taylor.
You're not the steel trap you used to be, Nickerson.
From the airport to the car lot.
Yeah.
I said left and went right.
Yeah. You've become
my bad.
You've become way more kind of like airheady as you've gotten older. But I think, actually, I don't think it's airhead. I think it's you're a strung out mom.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite of being an airhead. There's a density. There's so much in that head.
There's so much to keep track of.
Yeah.
That I'm just letting. I think your brain does that, right? It mm-hmm. it shuffles things out that aren't important, and I'm just doing that with
mom's brains are like the chaotic notes of like an inventor. Like there's just like scribbling here. Where's my research? I lost my research.
I'm Einstein.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's May. Everyone has a performance like every week.
I said that earlier and I mean it. It is
and a field trip and an event
May
and Mother's Day and our son turned 16 on Saturday.
I would say one of the biggest differences between a parent and a non-parent is the month of May.
Yeah, like if you're going to work out in May, it's when you're brushing your teeth and you can just do a couple squats because that is literally the only time you will have to work out.
You might get your calves might develop a little in May, but that's it.
That's it. And then like health, you know, healthy eating out the window because it's like all cakes and coffee to survive all the evening and weekend commitment.
May is absolute pandemonium. May is a second December minus the holiday. It's just the commitments.
And May, assemblies.
Yeah,
and,
May is just the commitments of December. No without, holiday without at the end of it.
Yeah, without, you know, gifts.
There's no celebration. The closest you get to a celebration in May is your kid graduates high school and you're like, well, actually, that's sad. May's real gray on the hearts, man.
And you're just building balloon sculptures around the clock and handing out cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pandemonium. May is pandemonium. May is probably the busiest because it's not like it's like a slow work month. What job is slow during May?
You have Little League playoffs.
Yeah.
So tensions are high. Everything is like at the end.
Everybody's graduating because every grade gets a graduation ceremony now. Every season is in the playoffs.
Team,
if your kid's any good.
Team parties.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to get their trophies.
Yeah.
And, you know, most improved awards.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we doubled down and had a kid in May.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then also one
too.
Early June.
Right.
So then, you know.
Right.
Like, right. There.
I had a Mother's Day baby.
Well, I
my
was
first born.
Well, I was going to say that. It's
I'm sorry.
It's nine. It's May is 9 months away from fall, which is heavy mating season. So there are so many birthdays
so many
in
birthdays.
May. So many birthdays.
Yes.
The amount. It's there's one for every day. You will go to a birthday every day in
you
May.
You can also throw weddings in there.
Oh yeah, weddings happen in May. Mm-hmm. May is we put too much
it's
pressure
stupid.
On May.
Yeah.
I would.
But it's
fun. Propose a bill, you know, and kind of remove it from the year.
Yeah.
You know, just like daylight savings.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
It's an inconsistent weather month, too. So there's a decent chance you're going to get rained on at a wedding in May.
Yeah.
You might have a baseball game pushed off or rained out.
Yeah, all those Taylor Swift concerts in Nashville got rained.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all wearing ponchos and stuff.
Where was she doing she was doing it at the stadium.
Yeah.
Someone did the math. They put together all the math, and they projected that the city made $500 million in 2 days.
Wow.
Like, just not
oh
just the
my
tickets,
gosh.
But then the hotels, restaurants, they tried to factor it all. And basically, they projected that Nashville made about $500 million in 2 days.
I mean.
So we're in Nashville in July, and my mom looked it up. Ed Sheeran is playing.
Sheeran?
I'm so bad at names. Forgive me. I
Marriott.
Yeah.
My brain is slipping. And that's affecting the hotel prices. So it's just nuts.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor Swift in Nashville. I mean, Taylor Swift is more popular than Jesus in Nashville.
Just saying a lot.
Yeah, that's
she's
incredible.
The savior.
Yeah. I actually there are probably a good chunk of white women on a few or a good there is probably a good chunk of white women in Nashville that last week were like, no, Jesus did return. She's back. She's back. I read the scroll opened and
I ascended to heaven.
The gown is a lot fancier than I thought Jesus was going to have upon his return, but she's back and she's better than ever. She re-released her the Bible. It's called Jesus's version. Now she has the rights to it. Jesus is back, and she sold out 3 stadiums.
It was a second crossover.
Yeah, it was. It's great.
Well done. Well done.
I would have done it if I could. I would have made it if I could. I'm sorry, Jesus, that I missed your. I missed the rapture. That would be the next tour. They're just going to call it Rapture.
Yeah.
The next Taylor Swift at the end of the concert, everyone just goes to heaven now. There's just going to be
lights drop.
The spotlights drop, and then there's just going to be left in the crowd a like 20,000 pink cowboy hats.
And glitter.
And glitter gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd go if I could.
And a remnant in D3 on the far corner. Just being like, what happened?
Incredible. Incredible. Oh, yeah. When we were here in town, we tried to hang out with our Taylor mm-hmm. Tomlinson.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what we were talking about of like.
Well, you guys traveled home Saturday.
Yeah.
From Tucson to San Diego.
We've been really spoiled since we got back from Europe because we've stayed in our time zone and we went to Arizona for 2 days.
Yeah.
We've done LA, San Diego, Arizona, and then this weekend we're in the Bay Area. So we're staying in California for a long chunk and then we go and pay the toll in Grand Rapids and Colorado Springs and Kansas City. All great places. Everywhere I just named places I really enjoy. But hard to get places.
You've had easy travel.
Yeah, there's a lot of like fly into this airport, drive to this airport, that kind of stuff. That's what we get paid to do, though. Yeah. The comedy's free. You pay me to find a way to get to Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids, which I booked today, by the way. Grand Rapids. See you in February. I know it's weird when people are like, come to Michigan. And I'm like, I'm going to in February. And in their minds, they're like, am I even going to be alive in February? I don't even, you know?
Who knows?
I could be a whole different person February.
They could move by February.
Yeah.
And then they have tickets.
I could have
another child.
I could have grown, shaved, and regrown a mullet in that time. I could have two mullets. I could have a two mullet era between now
there
and then.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Me and my mullet will be in Grand Rapids in February.
Yes.
You never know.
You. Yeah. Mel's got a mullet coming.
Yeah. Shag mullet.
We did like the little bald filter thing on a TikTok. We didn't actually post it. We just looked at it. And I was like, I don't look that bad. And Mel was like, please don't let that happen. Please. Mel ordered me some hats.
It's a filter.
Yeah. You looked great. You really did. I was like, wow, you really do have a pretty face. You got a pretty, pretty face. Anyways. But what we were talking about
with
Tay was we were like trying to get some boba and with our kids and we told a phrase. This is a phrase that parents say that like maybe non-parents don't, especially on the weekends, where she was like, we said like, well, we have a window mm-hmm. of time. And it was a window in between like post church, post kid drop off at a bowling party.
At a team party,
mm-hmm. and before our daughter had a beach day with a friend, that was the window.
Mm-hmm.
And she when she texts us, she's like, "Okay, well, it seems like you're pretty busy." You're like, "No, we are busy, but we do have a window. We absolutely have a window."
And and the funny thing was, one of our kids we're trying to hang out like that little window with our kids because then we had to work at night. And get ready.
Yeah.
And so we ended up playing Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
And then
at Balboa.
We were like meal and an activity. And then our window kept shortening. Mm-hmm. And then it became get gas and cheese sticks.
Mm-hmm.
While you guys played Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Because it was crazy. Mm-hmm. Balboa was crazy in May on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon. And so we had to compromise. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a well-known thing in our family that Mel gets hangry, that mom gets hangry.
Yes.
Which, to me, nothing says you had a good childhood.
Right.
Like,
well, that's your new
joke. Being hangry.
All
right. Well, don't undercut the bit on the... He hasn't heard it.
No,
I didn't do it on stage.
You didn't say... You did it Sunday.
Mel, no, I did not. Did I do that joke on the hangry joke?
I don't think so.
Jeez.
A couple other bangers.
Unbelievable.
Well, thank you, Andy.
You undercut the bit as I was trying to set it up. Because in my mind, I was in my mind, I was like, this is probably not going to make it on stage, so I'll just do it as a clip on the pod. But it's over now. It's over now.
Gosh. Can we rewind this?
Unbelievable.
We got Andy.
Unbelievable.
We got Andy.
You know, our podcast starts to get a little respect. We hit the charts a few times. We're getting, people start asking when Mel's at the shows, and the ego on this gal. I mean, you would think that it was her grinding in these rooms for 11 years. You'd think it was her getting booked at Dr. Grin's in the loony bin.
No email back from Dr. Grin's.
I got an email back.
Yeah.
You don't even...
10 years later.
You're not going to get an email back from Dr. Grin's. This guy, though. I can get booked at Dr. Grin's at the bare minimum guarantee.
Holiday weekend.
I had a funny email yesterday where they were like, hey, man, like, it looks like you're going to like sell out in Columbus, even though we're moving it. And I was like, yeah, nice. It's really starting to happen. The career is really starting to tick along for me, and it's great. And then I got the email from the Cincinnati dates, and they're like, hey, so we could move it. And oh, no, they said like it actually might be best that it's on sale for longer. Okay. thank you so much. That
they're like, maybe it'll go viral this summer.
I know. But I will say, I told myself I'm trying to be more positive about my career and be more grateful. Because getting to the point now as a comedian or a touring entertainer, artist of any type, that's very normal to have good and bad markets.
Yes,
that's very normal. Like, you have to be big to sell out everywhere. Mm-hmm. Or one thing that's very common, people will say things like, hey, come to El Paso or Corpus Christi or like, you know, like smaller towns or like Springfield. And I was like, if there's not a comedy club there, you don't really go. Because ironically, you have to be pretty big to play the small towns. You kind of have to be like, hey, I got to play Philly, and anyone within 4 hours of Philly needs to come in so I can sell out this Wednesday. Like, that's kind of how it is. But getting to the place where you have good and bad markets is very common. Or even sometimes you have just good and bad plays when you're there. Like, oh, we sold more tickets this time than we did last time, and uptick and so on and so forth. So I'm not going to complain about that. Being said, Cincy, get to work, Cincy. Get to work. I actually think I'm going to be there with Nate in the fall, too. So that'll help.
That'll help. Yeah.
I am so excited about our new sponsor, Dillyco, because I've been trying to get you to play pickleball for decades. This is not an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. And now you're willing to play in part because of Dillyco. They make such great gear. You're wearing it right now. What do you like about their gear, Mel?
It's comfortable.
So comfortable right now. I love it so much. It's a good fit.
Yeah, it's a good fit. It's good for everyone, young and old. And I'm ready.
It is very comfortable,
which I'm going to do something I'm uncomfortable doing.
Great.
And I'm going to give it a go.
And the gear helps. It is very hard to make pickleball or really any sport like gear that is good for everybody, like all levels of skill, ability, body type, comfort level on the court. And Dillyco has done it. All this stuff is great. Yeah, it's great gear. They've got shirts. They've got some of their gear is really great. I really like their paddles. Specifically, I like the paddles because they're like, again, they're accessible. They're great paddles. Like, they're officially pickleball approved, but they're not like too much. You don't want to be the person doing too much on the court. So if you guys go check out their website, thedillyco.com, and you use promo code BACKSEATER, you're going to get 10% off your entire order. So check it out. Go check out all their great gear, and we will see you on the court.
That's right.
In your Dillyco gear. Dillyco!
Dillyco.
Dillyco. It's fun to say. It's very fun to say. We were talking about parent brain a little bit. I had this thought. I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, or this is just like a testament to what being in your 30s with kids is like, but I forgot how many kids one of my best friends has.
Yes. Yes.
And he only has one kid.
But to your credit.
Did I save it? Do you think he knew?
I think he knew that because I called you out. But I had to like correct it.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
To your credit. Kind of in our circles, people don't have one kid. They have like a lot of kids.
I'll set the scene up.
So
my friend said we were having lunch with him. He's a very good friend. Like he's been a friend for a long time. And now I don't see him as much as I used to because we used to work together, but I don't see him as often anymore. And he said, yeah, we all went to Legoland. And I go, how did they like it? And he goes, they. And
I said, like, they.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. You said it simultaneously. You both caught it.
Okay. Yeah.
You both caught it. And I might have gotten away with it if you didn't say anything. But you made me look stupid in front of my friend.
No, I did not.
A guy who's a vendor of ours, by the way, too, which is great. He's a friend and a vendor. A friender is what... like Andy, a friender. We've got frienders. And
because that's how you see your friends in your 30s. You work with them.
And then I made a joke. I was like, well, I didn't want to assume their pronouns. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to make any
3-year-old.
Yeah, the 3-year-old's pronouns.
Yeah.
And what it is he has a 3-year-old kid, and it's very common for people just to crank out that second kid right after there.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
it's so embarrassing. I thought my friend had another kid, but he didn't.
He's like the 8-month old loved Legoland. Thank you.
Oh, man. Well,
we
tried to hang out with him, and he was like, we have a window. And I was like, I get it. I know what that means.
Yeah.
You don't have time. You don't have time. I know parrot language when it's being thrown back at me. I was actually, this happened, I don't know, has this ever happened to you where like you, sorry, this is kind of embarrassing. Has that ever happened to you when you're like, hey, I'm gonna text this friend, and then you pull up the text thread and they've texted you weeks ago, but you never responded, and you're like, well, I guess we're not friends anymore. I can't respond. What now, do I do?
Yeah.
What do I do? What's the courtesy? What's the move? Because especially when you like want something on that text, because you're like, I do need to text you. I do this move sometimes where I'll respond to that text.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
and
nothing
then
happened.
And then like, do I respond? And then hopefully they respond back so I can ask what I actually want. But what you can't do is text them.
The want.
The response. No. That I actually think texting them your initial text is better to do and just ignore their previous text. I actually think it's
like
worse.
Like you deleted it?
No, just like you missed
like
it.
Like you didn't see it.
Like you didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't even see.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so, I didn't even see these come through.
I think the move is that. I think just act like their text never happened. Don't speak of it.
Sure.
Anything could have happened. You could have been on Do Not Disturb. You could have been flying. You could have been getting a new phone. Anything could have happened.
I lost your contact.
Yeah. I was a freak submarine accident. I don't know.
Losing your contact is up there with freak submarine.
Yeah. Those are the things. It's so hard to.
My kid had my phone. I never saw this.
My kid had my phone is a good one.
That's a good one. That
is a good one.
That works.
Yeah. Yeah. My kid dismissed this notification. That's, I mean, one of the main perks of parenting is all the excuses that you can get out of. You know, we had a guest cancel on this pod today, and he's like, my kid is sick. And I'm like, I mean, maybe it is. I don't know.
I have a kid that tries to be sick every day.
Every single day.
Just tell me, pal.
Yeah, just tell me. Yeah, that's what that's like when our kid's like, I don't feel good. You're like, I haven't felt good a day of my life.
Felt good in 20 years.
Not a single day of my life. It was like, I feel great today.
I am ready.
Yeah. If it's not physically bad, it's emotionally bad. And now I'm middle-aged, so it's both every day. I don't know what hurts more, my heart or my heart.
It's both.
Middle age, yeah. 0 out of 10. Do not recommend. My knees.
Zero,
my,
bingo dingo.
Yeah. My knees and my soul are crushing beneath me.
I am crushing them.
The things that could stabilize me before I can no longer count on. Can you get replacement knees and a replacement brain? Sorry, this is just my.
So, my son's high school. They do these like parent talk nights, and they're having like a mental health one Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's like in person. And I was just thinking about how like in the end of May, or it's not the end of May, like who could attend a Thursday night at 6 p.m. mental health talk when they're going to be like, prioritize sleep and eating healthy and continue to do activities that bring enjoyment to your life.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I cannot attend that. Like, it's a Thursday at 6.
My life is too busy to prioritize enjoying any of it. I got too much going on.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
May is just like, you might as well just live in the car in May. It's so busy. You might as well just install a shower on the back of your minivan.
That's what baby wipes are for.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're like, just go. Yeah, exactly. Go straight. You're going like straight from the dugout. There's always some annoying grandma that has a birthday in May, too, that you're like, we don't got time for this, grandma. We'll celebrate in June. Quit being selfish, grandma. We're doing this in April. April's a chill month.
It's nuts.
How dare you be a grandma and have us gather around you in May? The selfishness of some of these grandmas out here. A true grandma would be like, just whenever is a good time for you. Can we? That's what a good grandma would do. Can you squeeze me in? Could I? A true grandma wouldn't even die in May. A good grandma would know that it's selfish to die in May. That's too busy of a month.
Yeah.
You cannot die in May, grandma.
A good grandma is a silent grandma.
That she can go like this?
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. We've gone too far, Dustin.
We don't got time for this, grandma. Got second grade graduation to get to. Congrats on your life, grandma. We don't have time for this. There's people with a future here, grandma. We ain't got time to commemorate your past. Too busy.
Oh man, I remember. So we had a wedding in Nashville in May, and Joel was writing an eighth grade graduation speech. Then they all submitted them, and it was like 10:30 p.m. on a Thursday night, and I was getting on a flight in the morning, and he had to turn in his graduation speech, and he was doing this like baseball metaphor. And we were just going for it. Like, if you're on third base, make sure you take the hit, you know? Like,
yeah.
He almost got chose. He almost got chose to present his poem.
Yeah.
Graduation.
Yeah, he was a pinch hitter for that. Like, we got some other options here.
It was,
so,
you know, the whole analogy thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a nice idea.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's, you know. It's crazy your brain found that right now.
I know.
No, I get why it happened. It's crazy the things we choose to hold on to.
Oh, stop.
No. I mean that in a genuine way. John, Chris, and I were texting yesterday because it was like 5 years ago that we did like one of our first dates ever.
Together.
Yeah. And it was like at a church in El Centro. Mm-hmm. And I always remember I made the joke that El Centro, gateway to Yuma. Like, it's like a nothing city. Like, you think Yuma is nothing.
Just
I give you El
going.
Centro. Yeah.
Yeah.
As in people are like, come out to El Centro. You're like, no. That nobody tours El Centro.
You got to come to
somewhere else. But he was telling me, he goes, I had forgotten this. He goes, all I remember about that gig is there was a pastor who did 5 minutes and bombed. That is a thing that sometimes happens early on in those like church gigs when you're doing these like private events, and it's not even just churches. It's sometimes there's a CEO, there's some son, there's some something that's like, I got a hot five for you, and it's so funny when they bomb. When they're doing well, you're like, oh, this is going to be the easiest crowd in history.
Yeah.
Because I've done like a lot of like volunteer appreciation events and stuff like that in churches. And when like the video is crushing, I'm like, oh, I'm about to bring this house down. Like, if you guys think the youth pastor's video was great, what do you get a way to load of real comedy? This is like, this is, I'm about, this, you know, going to be cooking in here. But that's really funny. That's and John said that. He was like, it's amazing the things our brains choose to hold on to. And he remembered that pastor bombed and did 5 minutes in South Central.
Amazing.
Okay, let's do a couple emails. Or do you got anything else?
Yeah, we got to do a bingo dingo Guardians.
Well, you do. I didn't see it. You got to do some. Did you see that preview for Elements?
I've seen it with Claire on YouTube.
Disney is just out of ideas.
Oh, they are. I did. Because I was like, isn't this just Inside Out?
Yeah.
But like weather theme?
Yeah. Yes. That's what I said. I mean, Pixar. Well, Pixar is just sitting around the studio going like, all right, we've done the feelings one, we did a bug one, we did a toy one, we did a monster one, we did a superhero one. What do we got left? The elements?
The fire girl wants to be a water girl. Or like a water person.
No, she falls for a water person. Yeah, and the dad will never accept dating as someone outside of her. And
sounds
you're like I just feel like we've done this. You know, it's so funny. They're like, all we got left are the literal elements. We've done everything.
Let's get back to the basics.
We did a cars one. We did a planes one nobody saw. We did three cars ones, actually.
They went to Japan.
We did a Japan one. We did a.
The panda one. Yeah.
They've done them all. The panda one.
Here, I got a pitch, and I want to put it on the public forum now, so that way, if they end up doing it, I want to claim some rights.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want a Filipino immigrant story that started the tiki scene, so they can connect it to the tiki room at Disneyland.
Boom.
Well, that's what
I'm into. That.
Like
Starring The Rock.
Yes. That's it. Boom. Disney, my phone number is.
Yeah, I mean, if they've done a Jungle Cruise movie, there's no reason there can't be a tiki room.
Yeah, or just the mid-century immigrant story. Like, I love that. I wish they would.
That is some of my favorite part of Disney. I like old Disney, by the way. I like Jungle Cruise, the tiki room. That stuff's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it. I mean, it's better than The Elements.
Yes.
Yeah, there's just so many. There's only so many ideas left. Mm-hmm. Mel saw Guardians without me yesterday.
Well, that was not the plan.
I'm going to tell the 30 second version of this. Ready?
Okay.
We bought tickets to see it. I bought on the wrong day. It's a mistake. These things happen. We bought 5 tickets to see Guardians.
Yes.
We read about Guardians, and they're like, hey, this is pretty intense. Mm-hmm. This barely got a PG-13 rating.
Yeah.
There's some stuff. No spoilers here. I haven't seen it. I can't spoil it. There's some stuff with Rocket and his backstory.
Like a lot of
some animal stuff.
Yeah.
That if you have a kid that's sensitive to these things, particularly animal cruelty, you might want to have them sit this out. And you're like, well, I have a sensitive 9-year-old who loves animals and who saw the preview and was like, huh, I don't know. Are they going to torture animals in this? And so we opted that Claire and I went and saw Mario again. And then you and the Bigs saw Guardians.
Yeah.
And this is a funny story before you get in, because you got out of the movie, and because it was a very emotional movie, you're like, Claire totally could have done that. And I was like, oh, no. And then Joel was like, Claire, you should have saw that. And then what you guys proceeded to say after that was Gloria, the 13-year-old, cried the whole movie. And you hid your head constantly and didn't even watch half those scenes.
Nope.
And I was like, it sounds like she couldn't have watched it. That sounds to me. And Gloria's words were, that would have scarred Claire. And then you said, this was a funny moment in the van, actually. Mm-hmm. You said, will you just look away during those scenes? And then I go, I don't know if this is an ADD thing or it's just me, but I can't look away from a screen.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to see it. And then my two ADD kids in unison go, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I had a hat on.
I can't look away from a thing.
I miss so much of that movie.
If there's something sensory happening right here, I'm in. I mean, it could be the worst thing in the world.
It doesn't kill me, I ain't running.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. All this is going to do is scar me internally. But yeah, so you were able to walk away, but it seemed like the right choice. Head prevailed later when you said this was an incredible movie.
Yes.
But our 9-year-old should not see this.
Yeah, we decided when it's on Disney Plus, we can try to skip the scenes.
Yeah, but there's a lot of flashbacks.
And there's so many that I don't even know if we can do it.
Yeah, the format of the movie is they go back and forth a lot. That's what I was reading, because it's very common in Pixar movies. It's very common in Disney and Marvel movies to have like a tough scene up top or maybe later in the middle or something like that. Somebody dies, something like that. A scene you could fast forward, but this is very interchangeable.
This is the whole thing. And I think the reason I said that is because I wanted the five of us to have that experience together of like finishing this trilogy. Yeah.
Right.
And it is very sweet.
Rocket's backstory is the main arc, right? It's the main story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't shake that.
But I think like the last 30, 45 minutes, like, tie it up so well.
Of a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a bad 2 hours
and
for a 9-year-old with
there
ADD.
There were two, like on a Monday night in the theater, you know, opening weekend was the weekend.
Yeah.
There were two little kids in there.
Yeah, but they were so little that the damage that was done there, they won't know about for years.
Yeah, yeah. I think it went over their heads.
Yeah.
I guess. They were fine. I was not fine. I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, that's actually, Mel also hasn't seen the movie. I already know you. It's a 5 out of 5 bingo dingos. Our older kids came out saying, like, that was the best Marvel movie ever. It's their favorite.
Well, and our teenagers like movies and the kind of the horror genre. So, like, they wanted to see
it. It's not horror,
it.
What you're describing.
No,
though. Like the Scarlet Witch one was kind of on the horror because it was Sam Raimi and stuff, and he does that. That movie was, like, scary at times. This is, like, animal cruelty stuff. Like, it's like a different...
I don't even know, because I don't watch horror.
Yeah, well, you didn't even see Guardians. You actually don't know what happened.
I'm very educated to give this review. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read a review that someone said I'm vegan now. That's like, like it's it was pretty intense.
Yeah, but.
But amazing.
Experiencing it with my teenagers was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to go. I was like, I'll go to Mario again. And then you were like, I'll go to Mario again. Like, we did not want to sit through
it. I wasn't looking forward to it. Yeah. And you know what's interesting is like, Steven, former podcast producer, sorry to bring his name up in front of you, Andy. I know there's a lot of bad beef there from a guy you've never met. Steven, it was really sweet. Steven texted me this week and he goes like, hey, would you ever want to see like a late night movie sometime? And that's like such a dad vulnerable thing. And it was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't respond until I remembered later I had something to ask him. And I'm just kidding. No. And I was like, oh, that would be perfect for maybe him and I go see Guardians after this weekend or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I know it's like a cry fest, I don't know if I can do that with Steven. I might need to. The most I've ever cried in a movie is Logan, which is a sad movie.
Yes.
Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was by myself.
It's also rated R. Yeah.
I was by myself in a theater. In Wichita, Kansas, already worth crying about everything I just said.
Like all Friday morning?
Yeah. I just bawled my eyes out in a movie by myself. And sometimes I think that might be the best experience for a movie like this. But I don't know. Is this like a tearjerker type one? I mean,
yes.
I cried a lot when Logan died. And then the opening credits are like Johnny Cash music. And you're like, I can't do it. How'd they know?
You know, I even spoiled one.
You spoiled a massive plot hole.
I had to.
You did not have to.
I had to talk to someone about it.
I know. That's the hard. That's the main thing is that you wanted us to have seen it so you had someone to talk to about it. But
yeah,
I'm either going to see it this weekend by myself or I'll see it with Steven on Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Maybe I should get it on the books with Steven.
I don't know what's happening Monday.
I don't know what's happening any day of my life.
Yeah.
Let's do a couple emails and then we'll get out of here.
Oh, you're in LA on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I'll go see it with Andrew Santino. I'm doing his pod.
Hey.
All right. Couple emails. Ready?
Ready.
This right here is subject, my story. We haven't done one of these in a while.
Ooh.
This is from Jody. Hey, Mel and Dustin. I've never watched a podcast before this week, and I've never loved your podcast more. Well done on this change. There you go.
Yay.
Video episodes available on YouTube, everybody. Mm-hmm. With this week's story about Mel's My Story comes mine. When my husband and I were first married, we lived in an old, tad janky farmhouse in the country. It was the fall, and it was our first year being married, so of course, we had to carve our first pumpkin together.
Cute.
We kept and cleaned the pumpkin seeds, and I had them laying out on the table to dry. We went to sleep, and the next morning, The next morning, I swore that there were more seeds left than there were laying there. I didn't think too much about it and went on with my day. Because I classically did not roast them immediately when dried, night two happens when they are still on the table. I awake to just a handful of seeds left on the table.
Oh, no.
At this point, I knew someone was taking the seeds. I asked my husband. He didn't touch them. So we assume a mouse. We grab our coats to go to the local hardware store to grab some traps. Since the old house did not have a coat closet or any place to hang a coat, I grab my coat that was sitting on the back of the dining room table chair. I start to put it on, and all the pumpkin seeds start falling out of my coat. The mouse had taken them and creating his little space inside my coat to live and eat pumpkin seeds for forever. I died. I threw my coat off and immediately stood on a chair in panic at thinking the mouse was still in my coat. It wasn't, but we did catch it that night in a trap. That's hilarious. It was just moving. I got to get these seeds later.
The seeds. We did have a house in Washington State where we used a chair for coats. Because we didn't have a coat rack.
Yeah.
We didn't have room for a coat rack.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Next one here. Subject, the pod. This is from Joshua. Hey, Dustin and Melissa. Loving the pod, but I think I have a first for you guys. I think I'm probably the first listener to listen to an episode while underwater. I'm stationed on a submarine.
Oh, my gosh.
And I downloaded some of you guys' episodes before I left. Love listening to the pod. Been a listener since 2018. Keep up the good work. Respectfully, TMSN Terry. JNUSN. I don't know if I should say that. Respectfully, Josh. Josh, I'm not going to do your full title and rank and stuff because I don't know. Seems like something the military might not like me doing. Cool. Thanks for listening underwater. Oh gosh, what a nightmare! What a nightmare that is. Being in a submarine, scariest thing I can imagine. I hate the ocean. Not a fan. So scary.
I think some people think that's really cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love
it's kind of like going to space.
Last email. Here we go. Subject, what a killer special. Dearest Dustin and Melissa, I just simply must compliment Dustin on the new special. Probably one of the tightest 45s I've seen in my years. Runs in the Family is better than all of the dry bars I've seen. I mean, one of my dry bars is on there. So, and Overwhelm walks so it can run. Thank you for sharing your amazing talent with us. And it's an injustice to it's only released on YouTube because it would murder on Netflix or HBO. Everyone who worked on it had the finest execution to the point where it was recognized by a 13-year-old. Yours in humor, Nolan. Thanks, Nolan.
Thanks, Nolan.
Thanks,
our
Nolan. Appreciate
listener.
You so much, everybody. Runs in the Family, available on YouTube. Thanks for listening to the pod, everybody. See you
we'll
in the
see
desert.
You soon.
Hey, folks, we want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. Those are the top tier, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The best of the best, the $25 a month and up patrons. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We love you and appreciate you so much. First off, Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie T.
Christopher Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz-Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanheran.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Calson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson.
Robert and Nellie K. Penn.
Rachel Kennedy.
Steven Nina.
Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys
so
much for your support. Bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.